to guide us along the best pathway for our lives. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord says, I know the plans I have for you. They're plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. So what if the next time we're worried about the future, we place our worries in God's hands? He already knows the future, and He wants what's best for us. Now that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we deserve some better weather, and we're going to get it. Look for cloudy and cold at first, a little breezy, west winds at 10 to 15, but some afternoon improvement with some sun breaks and a high temperature up to about 45 today. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, widespread frost in the overnight hours, low temperature by dawn 31, so that's the first freeze of the season. Tomorrow, sunshine, much better with a high around 57. Boy, it'll be great to see the sun. Down to 36 Friday night, then on Saturday, high 65. How about 67 Sunday and sunshine? A beautiful weekend forecast from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
The holidays are here, and while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service are doing something about it, and you can help. Drop off non-perishable food items to McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service and help stuff our Sprinter van full of food. McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service has been keeping the River Region going since 1949. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and McGriff Paint and Body Auto Service.
To find out how you can help, visit NewsTalk931.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Download the app or text SPEAK to 484848. Text SPEAK to 484848 to try Babbel for free. That's SPEAK to 484848.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself.
All right, guys, welcome back in. All right, Dave, I asked you, I was listening to this album, I was listening to the steel guitar, and I thought, wait a minute. None of them play that. Who's playing the slide on the back? I had to look it up. You told me it was
Jerry Garcia.
Jerry Garcia. I'm very impressed you knew that off the top of your head.
I think that he produced Crosby's 1970s solo album, If I Could Only Remember My Name.
Yeah, which is right for him at that time.
Yeah, and which is like a little bit, it's less of the three-part harmonies or whatever that, you know, that CSN and sometimes why we're known for, and more like Americana, more like the Dead were at that time. Good album.
Yeah.
Kind of relatively obscure, you know, like something like if you like to mine that vein and you're like, I've listened to, you know, I've listened to Working Men's Dead too many times or whatever, you know,
switch over.
Yeah. Pull up the Cross album. I think Stephen Stills ruins everything he touches, so I'm not really a huge CSNY fan, but.
Well, let me tell you, this album, the Deja Vu album, is really, really good. I mean, really, really good. Front to back, every song, even the two Stills songs.
Sort of hate the song that you played. So.
Well, that's the worst song on the album.
Yeah, it's real.
It's really is the worst song on the album.
Is Love the One You're With on it?
No.
Okay. Is Marrakesh on it? Marrakesh Express? That's like the only CSNY song that I really like. I think it is.
Let me look it up.
Or no, it might have been on the one, but actually, there's only a couple of them.
There's not a lot of the with Young. Yeah. Let me see here. I shall look it up. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. It is not on it. Our house is on it.
Okay.
Yeah, the only...
I may not have ever listened to that album. Like I said, I'm not a huge fan.
Well, I could play the whole thing all the way through. It's really...
I'll listen to it and report back.
It's good. It's good. I'll loan it to you.
I believe
you. Just listen to it all the way through. You're not going to listen to it. Really?
No, I will. I don't know.
Man.
But I'll probably skip half the songs because they're terrible.
They're not. No, they're not. That's the thing. You just got to let it roll. It gets you in a mood. It gets you in a place. It takes you somewhere. Our number, 272-9228. Let's see here. The New York Times. Let me. Did that guy hang up? I'm getting a blank.
No, it looks
now.
Like. I thought that he was.
Hello?
Hey.
Who's this?
Fred.
Oh, Fred. I was going to go to a guy named Wolfgang, and he hung up and then started blinking, so I figured he was calling back. What's on your mind, Fred?
Well, y'all were talking about Stephen Stills. I remember I had an 8-track, this is how far I go back, of Stephen Stills, just Stephen Stills in a band called, and the album was called Manassas.
Yeah,
and I'm telling you, that was killer.
Yeah.
I thought.
I was introduced to it as sort of like it was supposed to be this like Americana answer to Exile on Main Street, you know, sort of like the Four Sides, that type of thing. And
it was a double CD or whatever.
Yeah, it's weird. Like Stills has like this way of like you can hear a Stills. Maybe it's the drums. I don't know quite what it is, but like I'm always like that's Stephen Stills. I just don't really like it.
Yeah.
But I mean, hey, look, to each their own.
Well, like I say, I love Manassas, and I wore that 8-track.
Nice.
of that 8-track out for Stephen Stills' double album, Manassas. But anyway, I'm enjoying you talking about the music, and I know a little bit about it.
Heck
so
yeah,
enjoying
man.
Your conversation. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, music, cooking, you know. What else we got?
I'm out of stuff.
What is this, a political talk show?
I was going to say I'm out of stuff. New York Times had a really, really in-depth piece. I don't know if you had a chance to read it. They interviewed more than 50 current and former executives of the company Facebook.
I did not read it.
Oh, do.
Really?
Yes. Lobbyists, government officials, congressional staff members. They just interviewed everybody. And it was a really good, bare-bones, peel-back-the-curtain look at... I think Mark Zuckerberg's one of the most evil SOBs on the planet. He's just a horrendous human being. And, I mean, he's so bad he should work for Goldman Sachs. You know, actually, it would bring Goldman Sachs down to have a guy like Zuckerberg over there. That's how bad he is. About the mercenary tactics Facebook used...
Yeah.
...to overcome the criticism when they were caught with their hand in the cookie jar...
I saw like, you know, a lot of times people will just like tweet out the high points.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I saw is they engaged like Jewish aligned organizations to chime in and say that criticism of Facebook was therefore criticism of Zuckerberg was therefore anti-Semitic.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah. I mean, and that was just that's like the light, nice thing they did.
Yeah.
I mean, it really, really... it really got out of control. Really, really got out of control. You almost have to read it. It's a long, long piece. I'm not going to sit here and read the whole thing. But if you can find it, Facebook basically got the criticism, and instead of being defensive and doing what a lot of companies do, which is apologize, we'll take corrective measures.
Right.
You know, they got a successful platform. Everybody has a Facebook page. Lots of people still use it. You know, they got billions of page views a day in every country. I mean, it's just incredible. But instead, they turned the tables. They tried to, and go on attack. And,
you know, admit nothing, deny everything, point fingers.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Most people forget that last part. Yeah. You know? No. It was him.
Well, they went after liberal activist protesters by saying that it was George Soros complaining about it. George Soros is the boogeyman of the right and the left. It was just incredible. It's a really, really stark look. Facebook's evil, man. Be careful what you put on there. Be careful what you put on there. They have very narrow corporate interests, and your right. well-being is not part of that.
That's true.
Your well-being is not part of that.
But if you didn't know that from the beginning.
Well, there's a great piece here in response to the New York Times article. Patrick Gaspard,
mm-hmm.
who is president of George Soros' Open Societies Foundation, he wrote to the CFO Sandberg over at Facebook. He says, "I was shocked to learn from the New York Times that you and your colleagues at Facebook hired a Republican opposition research firm to stir up animus towards George Soros. As you know, there's a concerted right-wing effort the world over to demonize Mr. Soros and his foundation, which I lead, an effort which has contributed to death threats and the delivery of a pipe bomb to Mr. Soros' home. You are no doubt also aware that much of this hateful and blatantly false and anti-Semitic effort is spread via Facebook." And so Facebook, what do? They don't try to calm it down. They jump on the train and blame Soros for all their ills, too.
They say, wrong.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Soros did it.
Yeah, they said leveraged a business relationship to persuade a Jewish civil rights group
yeah.
to cast criticism of the company as anti-Semitic.
Which one was it? Was it the ADL?
It doesn't say.
Yeah, they probably didn't want to be named.
It says in July, organizers with a coalition called Freedom from Facebook crashed a hearing at the House Judiciary Committee where a company executive was testifying about its policies. As the executive spoke, the organizers held aloft signs depicting Ms. Sandberg and Mr. Zuckerberg, who are both Jewish, as two heads of an octopus stretching around the globe. Turns out, they did that.
Facebook did?
They protested their own hearing. To make it look like the people were nuts on the other side.
I'm going to say I'm a fan.
It's a great tactic.
That's a great tactic.
It's a great tactic. It was the Anti-Defamation League. Yeah, Facebook official yeah. quickly called the Anti-Defamation League, leading Jewish civil rights organization to
flag. Yeah, I mean, the ADL, which, I mean, I'm not here to comment on whether I don't know if they're a good or bad organization, but I do know that if you say anything vaguely anti-Semitic, the ADL is who jumps on you.
Well, but here's what happened. So they crashed their own hearing with protesters that they paid. And then
the old rent a riot.
They hold up this octopus sign, and then they call the ADL, who then says that's anti-Semitic.
Right.
To essentially send the message that these protests are anti-Semitic.
Well,
that's some deep thought.
That's genius, is what that is. I like that a lot. I mean, I'm not saying that I like their tactics in general or, like, what they're doing to data or to people's brains, but I do think that that's the type of thing that most people... So most of the time, right, you're in a meeting, and you're like, you know what we could do? We could protest our own meeting. And everybody goes, you know, you get kind of down the road with it, and then somebody's like, but, you know, we can't do that. But they were like, well, we can. And they did. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just saying that from a tactical standpoint, I respect it.
I love it. I do like the tactic, but...
That's what I'm saying.
And then they come up with a statement, the ADL does, depicting Jews as an octopus encircling the globe is a classic anti-Semitic trope.
Well, it is.
Not.
Yeah, it is.
Well, then they did it on purpose.
They used an
anti-Semitic sign...
To get the ADL to jump in and say that's anti-Semitic. That's exactly what
they did. Well, what the hell is an octopus circling the globe have to do with anti-Semitism?
It's basically the... I mean, it goes back to
saying Jewish people have eight arms?
No, it goes back to the protocols of the Elders of Zion and things like that. That basically... it's like the conspiracy theory that Jews run the world via control of the banks. None of which is true, but...
What's the octopus have to do with any of it? I need to get up to speed on my anti-Semitic
imagery. Not the octopus itself. It's the... That implies that they secretly are controlling the world through control of the banks or whatever, or financial system. I'm serious. Like, I mean, I knew that off the... Like, as soon as you said that, I was like, yeah, the ADL jumped on that.
I've never heard of such.
I've written a lot of AIPAC position papers, Baron.
I think it's a great piece. If you get the New York Times, find it.
Yeah, I'll definitely look it up.
It's a great, great piece. 5,300 word piece. I did not read them all.
That's
a long piece.
You don't have the thing where like it autumn where it like reads to you.
No, but if you sometimes can post it to the right Reddit subreddit,
yeah,
you'll get a bot that'll automatically shrink it. And that's what I read was the bot's shrunk version.
Oh, nice.
Version.
It just cuts out all the extraneous BS and just gives you the facts?
Yeah, it really is cool. Sometimes it'll take like a 5,000-word piece down to like 500, 800 words.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Really, really cool bot.
Gotta check that out.
You like Alice's Restaurant?
I do.
That's why I called the song Alice's Restaurant. I thought I could talk over his talking, but
it didn't work longer
than I went. We'll be back.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back, just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago, it was on 2 years ago on Thanksgiving, when my friend and I went up to visit Alice at the restaurant, but Alice doesn't live in the restaurant.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here, and buddy, here we go. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yes, Bubba, the holidays are here, and we have fresh crop pecans in it, Tucker Pecan. We've got them in the shell, halves, pieces, roasted and salted, fresh crop, candies, chocolates. We've got it at Tucker Pecan. We have the easiest shopping available. You call us up, send us a list, we take care of the rest. Your Christmas shopping for your family and friends is done in a hurry. If they don't want pecans or candies, you just need a little gift for your next-door neighbor, come on down to Tucker Pecan, where we have the best gift selection in town. We have jewelry, we have purses, we have sweaters, we have jams, we have seasonings, we have the Little Bull seasoning. We have all kinds of great things at Tucker Pecan, plus plenty and plenty of Christmas ornaments for to make your tree the best in town, Bubba, the best.
Where are you located?
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Jack Ingram Motors, your local Mercedes-Benz dealer on Eastern Boulevard, for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
All right, last music question of the day. On a scale of 1 to Whitney Houston, how great is she?
How great is Whitney?
Yeah.
She's Whitney.
Oh, man. I love Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. It's my, like, dirty little secret. Like, I read The Atlantic every day, and I listen to Whitney Houston. Can't seem to get enough. Old school Whitney. I also noticed that Whitney Houston and Lionel Richie had the same guy design their album cover in the mid-80s.
Because it's the same album cover.
Same yeah. color orange, same color green, and there's a picture of both of them on the front.
Probably somebody's cousin. He's a good graphic designer. He just has one design.
He has a template. It's very famous. You've seen the Whitney and Lionel albums? Yeah, same thing. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friends over at the Goodson Group are absolutely dynamite. And they're easy to get in touch with. Easy to get in touch with. 551-0225. That's all you got to do is call them. 551-0225. Bo Goodson's going to have a real estate class starting here, I think, in January. He just finished one, or he's in the process of finishing one, packed to the gills. Every single seat taken.
To the nines.
Every single seat taken. Now, and I asked him, I said,
the rafters.
I said, is it that way every time? He said, no, it's your advertising. I said, of course. Probably also the good real estate environment, probably also the good economy. People have a desire right now to expand their business portfolio, right? You want to add that real estate license, expand all the things you're able to do. I think I'm going to do this, Dave.
Really?
I'm going to take the class. Yeah, I think I'm going to take Bo Goodson's real estate class next time. I think I would be good at this. Go into business with Eddie Bader and Bo Goodson and, you know.
I hear you.
Sling houses on the side, you know. You can't sling crack anymore, am I right? No. You got to sling
houses. They ruined that.
But get Bo
Thanks,
Goodson.
Thanks, Nancy Reagan.
But I can't even finish the spot now.
Sorry.
Where did sling crack come from? But Bo Goodson, man, a great, great human being. Get in the real estate class, 551-0225. You can also have him manage your investment properties. You can buy real estate, sell real estate with Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group. Get in touch with the Goodson Group today on the web, thegoodsongroup.com. Baron, I looked in Goodson Group. I can't find it. Thegoodsongroup.com. The definite article, the, it matters.
Yeah, it does.
It matters. And that'll put you in touch with the Goodson Group. The parole board no longer considering early parole for the most serious felonies. I have been really on to the state legislature about this and the executive branch.
It's been a problem forever.
Well, listen.
How did it get to? How did we get to now on that? Like, because
there was some electioneering going on. The same thing that's been going on forever has been going on. They find people that show promise that may have murdered somebody, have done some really hideous things. But they show promise, and they've got people in prison who aren't showing promise, and they have one bed and two people.
So it's like, yeah, we'll let this guy out.
You take the guy showing promise who looks remorseful, who is doing all the right things, taking the classes, not getting in trouble in prison, and you let him out. Because we got two beds. I mean, we've got one bed and two prisoners. And what are we going to do? And so that's... That was happening, and it's been happening, and
I gotcha.
You know, during an election year, that's a bad time to have something like that happening.
Right.
So KIV has to look tough on crime, so she demands an answer. So here's what they've how they've settled.
You want answers?
Here's how they've settled. If you are convicted of a serious violent felony involving serious physical injury to the victim, you will serve a minimum of 15 years or 85% of your sentence, whichever's left. Whichever's less. So 15 years minimum, or 85%. So if you get 10 years, you got to serve 8.5 years. If you get 50 years, you have to serve 15. Minimum.
Minimum.
Then you can be up for parole.
Seems reasonable, right?
Sex offenders involving a victim under the age of 12, offenders convicted of manslaughter who were sentenced to more than 15 years, also ineligible for early parole. Same thing. 85% of their sentence or 15 years, whichever's less. This is a new change. I don't think this will impact too many things, though.
No.
I don't think there are a lot of people getting out.
In that category, they're getting out.
Right, right. I just was informed Bo Goodson has nine more classes this year. Not that anybody's counting.
No.
But, here's my problem with this. All that means is, now that you've taken the serious offenders who are showing promise out of being able to get out early, guess who's going to get out early? Less serious offenders who are not showing promise,
who are not showing the ability to be rehabilitated, who are not showing that corrections is correcting any bad behavior. There will be, these are the ones who are going to be violent in prison, who are getting written up and everything. They're going to be released back into your community. And people who are showing promise, not only that, if you were showing promise because you wanted a shot at early parole, you're not showing promise anymore.
Right, because what's the point?
You're going to serve 85% of your sentence anyway.
Right.
What's the point? You know, you get on parole. The whole point of parole is you get into the community. You have to check in with the parole officer. You got to go to a halfway house.
You have to have a job.
You have to have a job.
You can't associate with other known felons.
If you hit your red date, your release eligibility date, you're just out.
Yeah.
You're just out. You get out. Nobody checks on you. Nobody calls. Nobody makes sure you have a job. Nobody makes sure you're living in a halfway house.
They don't do anything for you.
You don't check in once a week with your parole officer. You're just gone. This is one of those where political grandstanding is actually harming the state of Alabama. It's making it more dangerous for prisoners. It's making it more dangerous for corrections officers who are only trying to make a living and keep our state safe.
Well, it's like, you know, there's a thing. You know who Bill James is? Bill James is the father of, what's the baseball, like the enhanced stat stuff, like war and, you know what I'm talking about? Like sabermetrics.
Uh-huh.
So Bill James is the dude that invented that. And he's also basically really into crime. And so he wrote a book called American Crime that I will lend to you. And it's fascinating because basically what it says is that our Puritan ethos, like, stops us from actually solving problems solving criminality as a problem in society.
Yeah.
Because of the need to punish and the need for longer sentences that don't necessarily make sense, the lack of incentive in the system for people to behave, all the stuff that you're harping on, like he talks about. And one of the things is he says that, like, if you ask any jailer, they will tell you, like, the dudes that actually should get out, like anybody who, any man, woman, whatever, that, like, killed their spouse,
mm-hmm.
probably not high on the recidivism chart.
Yeah, he's not going to kill anybody.
Because it was a crime of passion.
Right.
He's only going to do it once. He's actually not a murderer. He probably feels really bad about it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, most of the time. And so it's,
unless he deserved it.
Right. But it was specific to that one person
right.
at that one
and
time.
And he can't kill her again.
Right. And so it's interesting to me, but, like, you know, you got a lot of people in jail for that crime for life.
Yeah.
And it's like that, you know, is that the smart, I guess the whole point of his book is, like, is what we're doing in any way, like, backed up by research? Is it smart?
Well,
is it?
We had to take two criminal classes in law school, actually three total. Criminal law, criminal procedure, and then I took another criminal procedure class because I thought I might want to do more criminal law than I've ended up doing. I was always fascinated by the criminal stuff. But in my criminal law class, we went through the theories of punishment, or the theories of incarceration. Punishment, rehabilitation, correction, you know, all the different. And it opened my eyes at however old I was when I went to law school, 23, 24 years old. I never even thought there was any reason you would send someone to prison other than to punish them.
Right.
And we read a lot of philosophical, I guess, arguments. It wasn't really much of a law class. It was more of a philosophy class. But we read a lot of philosophical arguments for punishment, including a lot of people who took a very Calvinist look at criminal rehabilitation. In other words, there are some people who are just beyond saving. God has determined that they're not getting in. And so why do we care if we lock them away forever?
Right.
And so, you know, in a lot of countries, they have maximum sentences for any crime. Like 21 years.
And they're not very big.
Like 20 years, 21 years. That's it. That's all you can serve. If you're 20 years old and you go butcher somebody, you can only serve 21 years. And you get out after 21 years. The idea being that you're not the same person 21 years later. And if the correction system works, you'll be a better person.
Corrections.
Right. Yeah, we don't have a Department of Corrections in Alabama.
No, a Department of Punishment.
Yeah, a Department of Storage.
Yeah.
We're just storing people.
Yeah, that's right.
We're neither punishing them nor correcting them. We're just storing them in places.
Well, it's kind of punishment just being there, but, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not pleasant.
No, it's not. But for some people, it's not too much worse than their normal life.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
But anyway, the point being, in the United States, we're sort of founded as a Calvinist country and have a lot of Calvinist influences running through our government.
Yes.
And the Calvinists believe you're either in or you're out, and if you're out, you're out. out. And there's no reason messing around with you. Evidence that you're out, you murder, you rape, you steal. Okay, put them in prison forever. Right. Give them 25-year sentence. Give them 50-year sentence.
Lock them
we don't
away,
care.
Throw away the key.
This is not somebody heaven-bound anyway. This is not somebody, you know, just be done with them. Be done with them. And it really, for the first time, opened my eyes. And I've tried to, ever since then, look at correction and say, am I being that way?
Right.
Am I removing the humanity of the person incarcerated? Because if I am, I need to check myself. Anytime we remove humanity from somebody, when we look at them, we need to check ourselves.
Correct.
We need to check ourselves. One of the most shocking statements I ever heard was, God loved Adolf Hitler and Osama bin Laden as much as he loves you. Excuse me? Pardon me? Well, it's true.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's a tough thing to swallow sometimes, but it's true. And when you approach humanity that way, it's a lot harder to say, lock them up, throw away the key. I don't care if they've reformed. I don't care if they ever reform. You know, that's a harsh, dim view of humanity. Who's this?
Hey, this is Dave.
Hey, buddy. You're on the air.
Hey, love the program. Love the topic. I think it's a great topic. The main reason that I called was, what was the name of the book that he just mentioned? That sounds like a book that I want to read.
Popular Crime by Bill James.
Popular Crime by James?
By Bill James.
Okay, I'll have to give that a try, but that's a great program.
It's
really enjoy it.
Thank you. Yeah, this book, it's very eye-opening, and it talks about what it does is it examines the like criminal punishment system via popular crimes, and like, you know, every era has its crime of the century, and every era has its, you know, from Sacco and Vanzetti to the Lindbergh baby to, you know, Lizzie Borden.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about, like, A, did they do it or not? And B, did the punishment fit the crime and why we punish them that way?
Yeah.
It's very interesting. Because, I mean, basically, it's that, you know, I mean, it's...
I'm more fascinated by the people who didn't get caught. Lindbergh baby, D.B. Cooper. You know, those fascinate me.
Right.
But the...
Zodiac Killer.
Zodiac Killer never got caught?
No.
Well, that was Ted Cruz.
Right.
He's in the
No, center. Remember last time I was here, we talked about the fact that there actually wasn't a Zodiac Killer?
Yeah, and somebody just took credit for it?
A reporter basically just made it up.
Yeah.
He linked a bunch of unlinked things and was like, oh, there's a serial killer. I should hunt him and make a lot of money off of it.
It's like that Argentinian woman who was always showing up at the scene of the murders.
Right.
They realized it was her.
It was her. Hey,
stop reporting on every murder before the police show up. Before the calls even come in that someone's dead.
That's right.
She's there reporting it. Eventually you're going to get caught. 35 minutes after 10 o'clock. Great movie, Dirty Dancing. Better soundtrack, though.
Nobody puts Baron in the corner.
We'll be back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands, priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
The best way to feel love is to share it. So right now, when you get a new Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities, Meals on Wheels, ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, or the National Park Foundation. And this year at Montgomery Subaru, we're supporting a cause close to our hearts by donating to the Montgomery Humane Society. The Subaru Share the Love event, now through January 2nd. Subaru will donate $250 to purchaser or lessee selected national and hometown charities. See retailer or Subaru.com/share for details.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440 or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Business Network. Investors are concerned about how complications involving Britain's exit from the European Union will impact the markets. Stocks are losing ground. Apple shares are higher after Morgan Stanley recommended investors buy Apple shares, saying the recent sell-off over iPhone sales was an overreaction. Morgan Stanley is predicting Apple shares will rise to $253. The Schwan's Food Company is selling the majority of its business to South Korea's largest food business. Minnesota-based Schwan's will retain control of its Home Service Inc. business, which was started back in 1952. Nike's futuristic New York City flagship store is opening today. You'll be able to scan a code on a mannequin and get information on an item and even have it brought to a dressing room or delivered to you. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Boy, we deserve some better weather, and we're going to get it. Look for cloudy and cold at first, a little breezy. West winds at 10 to 15, but some afternoon improvement with some sun breaks at a high temperature up to about 45 today. Tonight, mostly clear, colder, widespread frost in the overnight hours. Low temperature by dawn, 31, so that's the first freeze of the season. Tomorrow, sunshine, much better with a high around 57. Boy, it'll be great to see the sun. Down to 36 Friday night. Then on Saturday, high 65. How about 67 Sunday and sunshine? A beautiful weekend forecast from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Back in 41 minutes after 10 o'clock. My friend Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Has what the doctor ordered when it comes to
when it comes to holiday shopping.
You know anybody that's hard to shop for?
Oh, yeah.
You got people like that?
Mm-hmm. You just, they got everything, or they're wealthy, and if they have something, they go get it themselves.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Those people are hard to shop for. You almost don't want to shop at them. Listen, go to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Look around. You'll see things at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall you have not seen in a while. Or you'll see something. I didn't know they made that. Listen, it's just a great place. You like cooking in cast iron skillet. They got a great cast iron selection. Great, great. They got griddles and pans and everything else. The Dutch ovens. They got a great, great selection of cast iron gear over there. All kinds of dishes, furniture, pictures, knickknacks, decorations. Just more things than you could dress up, clothes, everything in the world. Wander around in there, and I'm telling you, you're going to find something for that hard to find shopper. You're going to find something for that hard to find shopper. Miss Dot over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall on the Coliseum Boulevard, just off Atlanta Highway. Just off Atlanta Highway. It's going to be a short segment here because we went a little long on the last one, but I do have time to talk about more Americans dying from drug overdoses in 2017 than guns, car crashes, and suicides all added together.
Yeah, fentanyl.
More than 72,000 Americans died from drug overdoses last year. Let that sink in for a second. If you go back just 17, 18 years, that number was like 15,000. That's a 500% increase. It's up 15% in 1 year alone. There was only 63,000 the year before.
Good Lord.
72,000 last year. If you look at what are they overdosing on?
Fentanyl.
Well, fentanyl's leading the way. Synthetic opioids, 29,500.
Yeah.
Go back 5 years, synthetic opioids were like 1,000.
Because they didn't really exist.
Heroin, 16,000 last year. You go back 5 years, it was under 3,000.
So, but if you add that 16 to that 29,
now you're at 45,000.
Yeah, because those two are it's essentially the same thing. It's just what gets you.
Well, now you go to natural and semi-synthetic opioids, another 15,000.
Okay, you're at?
You're at, 60,000 of the 70,000.
Yeah.
The rest is cocaine and meth.
Right.
Now, I just want you guys to remember what I told this audience. And I tell you every year. Because when I started this show 4 years ago, what were we, around 30,000? Mm-hmm. And we thought that was high. We all had a national, we had a come to Jesus meeting on the air about how opioids were killing people and stay away from them. And when your friend breaks out heroin, leave.
Leave.
Don't ask questions. Where did you get the heroin? Go. Turn and run.
Don't do it.
No, because one little tenth of a grain of fentanyl and you're dead.
And you're dead. Oh, yeah, I like to get high. Dead.
Yeah. Oh, this is great.
Dead.
Dead. Don't do it. Stay away from it. However.
However.
My point remains true. I'm just making an observational point. You know, correlation is not causation.
Right.
But we had massive operations in the 70s and 80s in South America, CIA operations. And military operations. And we had a tremendous uptick in cocaine coming into the country. Cocaine wasn't a thing before we went to South America.
Correct.
It was a thing in South America, but nobody in America knew what cocaine was or used it.
Right. Rich people did.
Nah, not even. In the 70s?
Oh, yeah.
Very few.
Rock stars.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe rock stars.
No, yeah, I mean, rock stars. Like the Stones.
Yeah, because they toured the world, and while they were in South America, they got it and thought, hey, this is cool. All of a sudden, we send in military intervention into South America, and cocaine...
And it's everywhere.
Cocaine floods the country. It starts gang wars. Crack becomes a thing. You can't even go... It is why Montgomery is so unstable and unsafe in parts today. It destroyed families. It destroyed whole communities. It destroyed whole neighborhoods. Schools. That was crack cocaine. That was the... Just correlated to a time when the government happened to do massive interventions in and around where cocaine was produced. And they needed black market operations in order to fund their shady dealings. Well, prior to 2001, did you ever go to a party and someone say, let's get some heroin?
Literally never.
Never. It never happened. Kurt Cobain did heroin.
Rock stars.
Exactly. It was not a street drug. Nobody did heroin back in the 90s.
Unless you lived in like a big city, you know?
All of a sudden, you can't turn around in some of these suburban communities without running into heroin. And it's, again, destroying. But now it's not just destroying the inner cities
right.
On the coasts. it's destroying suburban communities. And now we got an epidemic. Now we got a problem.
Now we have a national. Now we have a health crisis. Right. This is a humanitarian health crisis. Yeah. Whereas before those people
were,
you know,
super predators.
Right.
That's what Hillary Clinton called blacks
that's
on
right.
crack.
But now,
predators. Now we got it. Now we got a disease.
Yeah, that's right. There you go. We have a disease.
Now we got a disease. Now we got a disease. So I'm just saying. I've noticed a few.
There's things. A guy. He's a novelist. But he started out as a reporter, and he wrote Savages. I don't know if you remember that movie from, maybe it was Oliver Stone directed it. It wasn't a very good movie, but the book is very good. Don Winslow is his name.
Yeah.
And he thinks that you can trace the opioid epidemic to, it correlates with the legalization of marijuana. Especially in the West, because cartels can't make as much money off of marijuana now, and it's easy. They compete. The heroin competes with what's grown in Afghanistan. Is another big competitor, and so they got into making opioids. You don't have to have fields, synthetic opioids. You have to have factories. You can put factories underground. They can't find you. They can't eradicate you with just paraquat or whatever, right? And so. Essentially, it's like, and you can trace it, like, as more states legalize marijuana, less people use hard drugs, more people die from hard drugs.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't think about that. Well, you're just thinning the herd at that
point.
I'm sorry. I'm not knocking, and I know I'm going to say this.
It's a tragedy.
It's going to sound callous, and I'm not being callous. I'm not being callous with what I'm about to say. Somebody's listening son has died from opioid overdose or is addicted, and I know that that's terrible. Daughters get addicted to it and die. It's a terrible tragedy. But that person made a decision when someone broke out heroin not to turn and run. And I'm telling you, you got to turn and run. That's not something to play around. You just cannot play around with heroin.
When there's a very good chance that it's cut with something
that literally kills
you when you take the same amount that you would to have a good time on, you know, just the regular old heroin, which is like the worst drug ever.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you go out on a Thursday, you have fun, you shoot up a little heroin, you go home, you fall asleep, you wake up next day, you think, man, I need some more heroin. Friday, you go out, you shoot up the same amount of heroin, and you die 5 minutes later. Okay, stay away from the heroin. Get away from it. Just run. Our number 272-9228. Tom.
Hey, how y'all today?
Good.
Great. I lost my son 2 years ago to that.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a terrible tragedy.
He was in a halfway house, and he was always worked. He wasn't like a slacker. He always had a good job, making $8,000-$9,000 a week with what I taught him. But he was in Florida, and I had figured that he was doing it, but not like every night or something like that. And his mom, we weren't married, we were divorced, but anyway, when it happened, they done an autopsy on him, that fentanyl. Now, that is a long time ago. People used to cut stuff like that. If I was a hippie one time, they used lactose. That wouldn't harm a fly.
Right.
But that fentanyl, that is manufactured also in China.
China.
Yeah, that's what I have heard. I didn't know that they manufactured it somewhere else. But you can't take two dopes like that and mix them.
Right.
You know, if it was cut with anything else, there'd be thousands of them that didn't die, but most of them are dying. Is that what they cut it with? And I can't understand. I mean, they must be getting something pure because you can't shoot pure heroin. But when they cut it a little bit, you get the butt. If they got to do it, they don't do it or whatever. They got to find where that stuff is coming from.
When your son died and they declared it fentanyl, did they do any investigation to try to figure out who provided it to him? Because to me, that's murder.
They can charge you with murder and a lot of
They should charge you with murder. Yeah. I mean, if someone thinks they're buying heroin and they die from heroin, to me that's not murder. You know, you're giving them what they wanted. If someone thinks they're buying heroin and you give them fentanyl and they die, that's murder.
Well, would it be a mix? What do you call it, though?
Fentanyl. the heroin didn't kill your son. The fentanyl did. Someone produced that and provided it to him, probably without him knowing, and it killed him. And that's murder.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure the boy probably, you couldn't even tell, you know, with like some of them that walk around, teeth hanging out and rotten and stuff. He wasn't like that. He seemed healthy and, you know, like occasional. Yeah. You see,
it's only been a couple of years. Try to see if they investigated it at all to see who provided it.
They thought he was murdered.
He was murdered, in my opinion.
Because he got in some trouble down there, and he turned state's evidence against some doctors writing prescriptions.
Oh, and someone probably slipped him fentanyl to kill him. Yeah.
And he had got out all that. He was facing a bunch of time in the pills that they were writing him. So I forgot the name of it.
Oxycodone.
Yeah. Oxycontin. That's it. Yeah.
Hey, I gotta run, Tom. I'm sorry for your loss. I am. I wish it would have been investigated as a murder from the beginning. To me, if someone thinks they're buying heroin and they overdose, that's their problem. If they think they're buying heroin and they get fentanyl, they've been murdered.
That's a crime.
Yeah. We'll be back.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design really updated this old patio. The natural travertine look gives us the old world feel we wanted. So easy to install and affordable.
Perfect Pavers from Concrete by Design can help your creativity shine with durable and versatile pavers made in the USA. Learn more about Perfect Pavers by visiting ConcreteByDesign.org. Concrete by Design on Facebook or give Bert Loeb a call at 657-1483.
Hey folks, this is Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Remember the good old days when Christmas gifts had us playing outdoors? Well, these days it seems kids only think to ask for another electronic device that'll just keep them cooped up inside. So this Christmas, let's take charge and get those kids or grandkids enjoying the great outdoors with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. Now, everyone knows go-karts are fantastic family fun, and a Hammerhead go-kart is fun and safe. Hammerhead two-seater go-karts have three-point safety harnesses, overhead protective structures, hydraulic brakes, electric start, and reverse. So with over 12 different models and colors to choose from, and prices starting at only $12.99 or payments as low as $25, let's get those kids and grandkids outdoors this Christmas with a Hammerhead go-kart from CTE Outdoor Power. CTE, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Okay, tis the season to have friends and family visiting and sleeping on that old, wore-out, lumpy mattress your kids abandoned when they left for college. Mr. Sandman has nice queen mattresses from $299, okay queen mattresses from $179, nice king mats from $349. We have luxury mattresses at very good sale prices from Serta, Jameson, Scandinavian, and the fabulous Scott Brothers Premium Sets by Restonic. We have a huge selection of metal beds and headboards on sale. Mr. Sandman sells adjustable bases for hundreds less than the competitors advertise them for. We are locally owned with mattresses and beds in stock for prompt delivery or pickup. We have the area's largest selection of really nice mattresses, including latex, memory foam, and hybrids. We're not pushy. Take your time. Mr. Sandman is a discounter with excellent customer service and amazing values. We're located on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 in Millbrook, and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, voted Montgomery's best year after year.
Hi, I'm Kim Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the atmosphere.
All right, guys, welcome back in the News and Views. 3 minutes to the top of the hour. Kim Williams from Alabama Home Mortgage on the horn.
On the horn. Hey, Baron.
On the blower.
On the blower. The new year is right around the corner.
Now, hold on. You guys both knew that, and I didn't know. What's a blower?
That's what they call it in England.
Oh, okay.
The phone. The blower.
Okay. Well, she's on the blower.
Absolutely. And we're about to be right on top of 2019.
I know.
Wow.
And I know a lot of people going into the new year wanting to lighten their, maybe their the circumference of their waist. And I'm sure we've got just as many, if not more, that want to lighten the load of their debt in 2019. Alabama Home Mortgage is the place to call. We've got a gentleman right here in Elmore County that gave us a call, and I'm glad that he did. He received his statement. He had been riding the adjustable rate mortgage since 2012, and boy, had he saved a lot of money, you know, with that option. Well, I'm here to tell you that his payment increased from $1,170 to $1,756 in 1 month. When I say in 1 month, that was his adjustment period. It was an annual adjustment. So his payment increased $586. That's when he called. So we were able to lock him in to a fixed rate with a payment of $1,346. I mean, that's $410 less than the adjustable rate. So what I'm saying is, if you've got an adjustable rate, then you don't need me to tell you. The rates are on the rise, and your adjustable rate payment is going to increase. Get ahead of the curve. Pick up the phone and give us a call today, and let's lock you in to a more favorable rate with a lower payment. Don't be shocked. Don't be shocked when you open the statement and say, oh, $500 more. I'm telling you, it's going to happen. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call today, 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223, because they're...
Kim?
Hey.
Oh, that's all right. I thought you fell off the earth.
She got so excited.
I got so scared.
I didn't too, because my speaker on my headset. I'm sorry, I accidentally hit it. You know, I get so animated.
That's all right.
But there is a difference in mortgage companies. I mean, who else comes on the line and you know, falters like that and hesitates for a couple seconds? But only me. And give Alabama Home Mortgage a call today and let us lower your payments and lower your rate and get you locked into a fixed rate. NMLS
372374,
equal housing lender. Thank you,
gentlemen. Thank you, Kim Williams.
Thank you, Kim.
Guys, we'll be back. If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll be right to you. The conversation continues during the third hour news.